right, Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bass Party Station. Mask, get up the conversation here. Because yesterday I went to, had a bunch of barbers that hit me after we talked about it this morning. And appreciate that because it was a very weird situation for somebody to go back out into the salon world and stuff like that when everything's been locked down. But
you've been so hesitant.
I have. And I have masks that I bought, you know, to make sure that I have them. Like my daughters went to Panama City Beach up there. And they were like, Daddy, yes, and we have our masks, you know, because they wanted to make, because who knows where you're going to go on the trip. You know, you go into a restaurant, you go into a bathroom somewhere, just want to make sure you got them just in case you need them.
Gas station.
But I'm seeing all of this mask shame going on right now online. Like, I got friends that are going ham on Facebook, like, you guys are stupid with your masks. Blah, 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 and then talking all about the opens and closes and stay homes and stuff. And it's just, it's gotten to where it's like a nasty, contentious kind of like subject.
Just mask
like just
shaming.
For wearing a mask. And so I saw this morning. They said men are less likely to wear masks because they see it seems like a sign of weakness.
Yeah, that makes sense. I could see that for sure.
I've been wearing a mask everywhere I go. I in Publix, Home Depot, stuff like that. I mean,
yes.
Because, but I thought that was the rule that you had to. Like, there's signs up where people say, like, you have to wear a mask to come in here.
Right. And I went to a store yesterday, just pop in real quick. I looked in the window, like, there's nobody in there. I went to Home Goods, and I had a mask with me, and right on the window, that's exactly what it said, must wear a mask. So I had it on, and I walked around, and probably 10 people in the store altogether, let's just say, nobody had a mask on except for the workers. But there was a sign on the door that said everybody had to wear it. So I was like, okay, I'm bringing this, you know, just in case.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, who are we supposed to follow? Like, if the sign says it, who put up the sign? Like, is that from the CDC? Is that from the state? Is that just from somebody who's just overzealous?
I would believe that that's from the store, what they would prefer for their employees.
Like, it's not a fashion. I mean, like, somebody made some wild masks with the logo, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, man, that's dope. I'm like, so I bought some just so I could be like, you know, if I'm going out to do these nurse things.
Might as well.
I can add the logo on it instead of just plain white or whatever. But the plain white ones are the ones that are the good ones, the KN95 ones.
Thank you. That was the one I used yesterday. You gave me a couple.
Yeah, so,
I have some.
But I mean, I just don't understand the anger about wearing them. Like, people are clowning other people who are wearing them. Like, y'all look stupid.
Well.
Or, like, they're saying that you're a liberal if you're wearing the mask.
And then if you don't, then you're more of a Republican.
You're a conservative or whatever.
And I know.
I'm like, where did all this stuff happen?
I don't know.
I'm so damn confused right now.
It should be according to how comfortable you are. If you're comfortable.
But it really shouldn't be, though. It should be about safety, right?
It should be about safety, yes. But if you feel comfortable, let's say, I mean, there are people driving around wearing masks.
Okay,
start with that.
I mean, okay.
That's
a little over the top.
Right.
Like, you don't need to have it on in your car.
What about the park?
What do you mean?
I've seen people at the park. You know, walking around now that they're open.
Am I around
and
other people?
And it's open air. Yeah, there's a couple of people walking around. And then underneath that, you know, you could say like a big store, maybe like Home Depot that's large. And you see a lot of people wearing masks.
I wear it at Home Depot. I'm in Home Depot a lot. I wear it at Home Depot. Because you got all kinds of people in there.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, they limiting the numbers now. But still, like, people walking by you and stuff, and you end up in conversations and stuff. It makes it harder because somebody can't look at your face. They can't read your lips. They can't, it's hard to communicate or whatever. But, like, when you just talked about the fact that it's what you're comfortable with, in my idea, and this is only based off the news, I'm not an expert at it at all. Somebody just texted in, stop being so scared. Oh, why would I stop being so scared? Like, this is something that I ain't an expert at pandemics. I'm not an epidemiologist or nothing like that. I play records. All I do is play records. I'm a DJ.
Right.
So if anybody gonna be scared, I would say it probably should be me.
Right.
But like, for instance, seatbelts. Ain't nobody say, well, just wear a seatbelt if you're comfortable. It depends on how you're comfortable. They're like, yo, get in the car, put on your seatbelt because that'll help you save your life. That's a rule from the experts who made the seatbelt.
And it's illegal.
They tested it, and then it became a law. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At one point, it was optional.
Right.
And then people kept dying, and they're like, you know what? Maybe y'all need to buckle up. Then it became a campaign.
Yes.
So I thought the mask thing was the same thing. Like, all right, look, y'all going to go out while we still handling this, while we still don't have a vaccine, while we blah, 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 take a mask.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you're covered. But all of this hate and stuff, I'm like, I feel like I haven't gotten the other part of the lesson.
Well, some people, yeah, they think like it's stupid. You're walking around, you look like a clown. But aren't those masks to also, they're to protect everybody else?
Yeah, because if you got it, you guys. Yeah, it's protect everybody.
Right.
Like if you see somebody wearing a mask, you should thank them.
Because they're trying to protect you. It's not so they look stupid at the store.
They don't want to get it or give it.
Right, exactly.
All right, we got text coming in. It says because people are wearing masks that don't protect themselves from germs, like the material ones are not protecting you from anything, and you're walking around with mask on, it's not helping.
There's a lot of misinformation out there right now. It's hard to kind of cipher through everything and see which news outlet is telling the truth or which is not. Who should I believe? That's why I said, what are you comfortable with?
I don't like going with comfort, though. There are a lot of people out there who are comfortable with some stuff I ain't comfortable with.
Some people are confused, though. Who am I supposed to believe?
A cloth mask isn't going to stop a virus. Even Fauci himself said the mask do nothing. It just makes people feel better.
Mm.
Orlando is trying to get in and out of stores without being recognized.
I'm really not.
I mean, well, when I didn't have a haircut, definitely.
We got another text that says, I personally prefer to wear a mask when I'm going into a store out in public. However, my boyfriend sometimes refuses to wear a mask. We've gotten into many arguments over this, wearing a mask. And let me pause right there. I have had this conversation with my man because he prefers not to wear a mask out. He has it, and I make sure that he takes it with him. But I, like at Home Depot, I know he ran in there yesterday just to go pick up something, and I know he did not wear a mask.
But I went in there the other day, and like everybody in there, I'm not everybody, about 60% of the people had no mask on.
Wow.
And I was shocked because I feel like a doofus walking around with mine on if nobody else has it. But then again, I'm like, well, I'm going to walk out of here feeling comfortable that I'm not touching my face,
mm-hmm.
and B, I didn't breathe anybody's business in.
Yeah, you're being careful. You're protecting yourself and others.
I'm a risk.
Yeah.
I got all kinds of risk on the list. they obesity, cholesterol.
Two.
I had diabetes, but I lost weight.
But
and so
that's
the
gone.
Doctor's like, yo, you good? But
right.
I'm like, I still got it in me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing.
It's also hitting African Americans.
Black.
Right.
Yes.
So
I got all kinds. Asthma.
Yeah, asthma's not good.
That ain't good either. I'm like, so why wouldn't I wear a mask? I'm a damn like 80-year-old man.
You know
damn
what?
It.
I feel like you are definitely the one that needs to wear a mask
I
for
should.
Like the next year.
I just think I'm a victim. I got a lot going
yes.
on. I drive trucks for a living all over Florida during this pandemic and interactions with people without a mask. I don't wear a mask.
See, I feel like people, now for 2 months, I feel like people were taking this pretty seriously, ordering masks and people were running out. But now they're just getting a little bit more relaxed.
I wear my mask into any store I go into. Anytime I get out of my car to go into a public place, I have my mask.
Yeah.
And I put it on. Like
yeah.
I went to the liquor store the other day. I was the only person in the liquor store. I damn sure had a mask on.
What's the liquor store?
Home
Depot, liquor store,
because,
Walmart.
But if a sign says outside you have to wear a mask and then there's people inside without a mask on.
I saw it yesterday.
Where the police at?
Yeah. Well, they can ask you to put it on. And that's where all these arguments and shootings are happening, where you see them on the news. Because the people don't want to wear a mask and then, you know, they start rubbing boogers on each other.
Okay.
I'm serious. That happened. It happened like 3 days ago. People get mad about it. Which is crazy.
I'm shocked that, first of all, it says on this thing, one survey said researchers found that 29% of men say that they have always worn a mask or face covering outside the past 7 days, compared to 44% of women who are wearing it more often. Men more than women agree that wearing a face covering is shameful, it's not cool, and it's a sign of weakness and a stigma.
We got another text that says, wild team, I agree with Meredith. It's a choice because it isn't illegal. But if you know the science, you know that the virus is smaller than the holes in the mask. So the mask doesn't prevent you from catching it.
That's not true, though.
There's a lot of
No, but I'm saying like the maybe it depends on what kind of mask you're talking about. If you're talking about those cloth ones made of t-shirt or whatever, it could get through that. That's porous.
Yeah.
But
like a bandana.
Like the ones we got, that's the ones, they can't get through that.
No. Those are medical grade.
That's KN95. Those are like, you know, we got a bunch of those.
Yes.
To make sure we was covered.
But I'm going to be real with you. Like yesterday, I didn't wear my mask. You can be mad at me. I'm sorry.
You're pregnant.
I know.
Really?
I had it and I was walking.
But I'm saying like, but don't you feel like, in your case, you damn near me.
I should.
I'm over here with asthma and all black and all that stuff and you got a baby in you.
I know.
Like we both are like the Golden Girls in
maybe
here.
I shouldn't have admitted it, but nobody was around me. I was walking the store. There was nobody next to me, nobody around me. And I was like, well, if I did see somebody, they weren't wearing one. I was like, well, maybe I don't need to wear this. I know. You can hate me.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got to do better.
What?
You got a baby.
Everybody else is doing it. That's my excuse.
Whatever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.